Good morning, Lucy. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's great to be speaking to you. So let's get right into it. So the Wattles is a four-piece band based in Sydney. How'd you guys find each other and form the band?
Yeah, so originally it was a duo. Me and James, the guitarist, started off doing acoustic kind of music probably in like 20, I'm gonna say 2017. So a while ago, and then we didn't really do anything with it for a while, and then yeah, eventually I came back from living in the UK and I was like, I want to do this properly. We started releasing some music, and then halfway through doing that, we sort of realized we needed drummer and a bass player so we could get that kind of like more full sound that was like reflected in the recording. So yeah, we just reached out to someone that we had met like at a party once, who was like, I play bass. So we're like, this is a long shot. And ended up being Charlie, who's awesome. And then we actually had a different drummer for about a year. So yeah, so now we've got Stuart, who's awesome, who we met through the band scene. He plays in like five bands. He's amazing.
I
But
love
yeah, I
that.
guess like the whole kind of like music thing came about because I've always kind of written music. And then when James, because James was studying at AIM, James and I kind of joined up. We were like, let's kind of do this and like have a good crack at it. So yeah.
Amazing. So you guys sort of, I mean, there was YouTube, but then you guys sort of found the others after a little. It's a bit of luck. So I think, if I'm correct, you guys, well, the four piece band formed in 2020, which was at the height of what, the beginning of the lockdowns. How did you guys manage to keep the creative juices flowing, during the lockdowns? And of course, you released your latest single, The Wrong Idea, last year as well. How did you guys keep the creative juices flowing during that time? I'm sure it must have been a difficult time.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it was kind of weird because we didn't really know any better. Like, I hadn't been in a band before. So it wasn't like I had anything to compare to, but James did had another band and so did the other guys. So they were kind of like, this is really weird doing like seated gigs or like not practicing for long periods of time. But I was lucky because James and I lived together, so we could practice. Like, the whole lockdowns was actually really creative for us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we wrote music. We actually did all like three video clips by ourselves just at home filming them. So weirdly, I think because we weren't working, like especially in the first 2020 lockdown, the one where everyone was like, I don't know what the hell's going on. That one was awesome for us in a way, like despite the sadness of COVID and everything. That one was really, yeah, that was awesome because we were kind of getting paid by the government to like do nothing essentially, and that meant we could do our music like really freely. Yeah, so that was really cool. And then I guess we hadn't played a standing gig, like we'd only played to people sitting for like a year and a half. And then when we finally played to a standing gig, I think in like at the end of 2021, we were like, this is so weird, like our music like suits this, but we just hadn't like experienced that yet. So yeah, it was weird. I think the lockdowns, as like annoying as they were and like as shitty for the music industry as they were, they kind of gave us like space to like breathe from like our other work and do the creative stuff, which is pretty lucky really. Yeah, I think like our video clip for like The Noise, Day's Glare, and we did a bunch for James's band as well. Like, we did them all ourselves and just
Wow.
like very, very funny situations at our house. Like, they look like kind of legit, but like if you looked at the behind the scenes, like my mom's like fanning me and like
Oh.
my dog's
That's so
involved,
cute.
you know, just very silly.
I love that you guys
Yeah.
really made good time with I guess with lockdowns. I know a lot of people felt a bit stuck in their life, but you guys really made good time with it and did something really great out of it coming out from the lockdowns. Now, talking about shows, which you were just mentioning, now the Wattles have a show coming up this Thursday as part of Arcadia Launch, which must be really exciting for you guys to be back on stage, you know, doing live performance, of course, after the period of lockdowns. Tell us a bit more about it.
Yeah, so the show on Thursday is at Oxford Art Factory, and we're playing with Abby Lindsay and Muscle Mary, and it's just gonna be great. It's a event run for and by trans, non-binary, and female artists, or female-fronted artists. There's three guys in my band, so yeah, I'm sort of the lead, so that's sort of why we got asked. And yeah, I think it's just going to be a really good opportunity to give space to musicians that may not have, I guess it's the launch, so it's going to start the series in Sydney. So yeah, it will provide space for people who may not really usually get the opportunity to play at Oxford Arts or other venues that they choose. And yeah, it's great to be on a bill with other bands like that. I think we like actively try and play with people that are, I guess like gender diverse or female, just because I think the content of our music kind of appeals to that crowd a bit more, and also just to give them opportunities as well. But yeah, it's going to be really good. The tickets are, I think, on the Oxford Art Factory website. But yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah.
That sounds really exciting. I think it's amazing that they have such a like a new space for, like you were saying, for artists who may not normally get a chance to perform. And like you're also saying, that it aligns quite well with the band's, what the band is all about. Now, my final question for you is, what is coming up next for the Wattles? Do you guys have any music, maybe collaborations and shows coming up?
Yeah, so we actually released, we won through FBI a recording package, which meant we could record four songs at Golden Retriever Studios, which was amazing. And we did it in January. I mean, we got 2 days, but we smashed four out, which was really cool. Yeah, so we're working on them, just adding like the final touches. So we've got four new songs coming out, which is amazing because they were pretty much free. and we're so happy about that because music is so expensive. So they're coming out hopefully in like the next like couple months, and with videos and things. And then we've also got some shows coming up. We're playing at Humankind Festival on the 18th of March, which is going to be really cool because we're playing at Luna Park on the big top stage, I think. So yeah, that's going to be a really big gig for us. Definitely like the biggest stage we'll have played on, an Australian icon, you know. But yeah, I think just playing bigger shows and kind of making good music is kind of the plan. I'm not too sure as the year goes on. I think a few of us are thinking of maybe moving overseas to take the music over there. So yeah, it's all a bit up in the air and quite exciting. I think we're a bit full speed ahead this year with the music. So yeah,
amazing. How exciting. I'm sure we'll have you back on the show a bit later on when you guys do release those music and when it's time for your gigs to pop up. Now, I was saying lastly, that was the last question, but lastly, the real last one, I wanted to wish you a happy International Day, which is coming up, of course, on Wednesday. And I guess maybe if you have some words of advice for female or non-binary musicians out there who might be wanting to take a leap and step into the Australian music or Sydney music scene. Do you have any words of advice for them?
Yeah, definitely just do it. Like, I think there's a bigger barrier for us to kind of get into it. I think like guys just feel like any guy feels like they can pick up a guitar and be in a band, but there seems to be a bit more of a barrier for us. I don't know what it is, but I really hope that there's more of our voices, and especially, you know, people of colour and disabled voices and gender diverse people as well. I think there's a lot more interesting stories that can be told, and we won't hear them unless people kind of take that first step. And I think the other thing that I was really scared of when I started was I thought that because I didn't play music like traditionally, like I'm self-taught and I don't really know what chords are some of the time. Like, I thought that would be really intimidating going into a male-dominated industry. But I think, like, a lot of people don't know what they're doing. And I think if you think that, then it's, like, quite satisfying and you can kind of just keep pushing through all the scary stuff, you know. So, yeah, I would say definitely just take a leap and do it because we need more of we need different bands.
Sounds amazing. So there you go. Just jump right into it, as Lucia said, and you'll be playing at the Big Top or down at the Oxford Art Factory within a few months. Who knows? Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Lucy, for joining me today and talking to us about the Wattles. Exciting. Thanks for seeing you guys.
Thank you. It's been gorgeous.